Welcome to What Matters in North Carolina. My name is Mark Shiver. Glad to have you listening as we kick off this Monday on What Matters. And glad to have you listening. Glad to have you downloading the show. Glad to have you telling your friends and family all about What Matters in North Carolina. We appreciate the good word of mouth advertising, so to speak, that you are providing for the show. We need your help. We need you to let people know because, as you know, the General Assembly is gearing up. They've started and they're moving right along. They'll be having committee meetings this week, and it's important that we all stay abreast, as it were, of the things that are going on in Raleigh that affect our families and our lives and our state and our businesses and our education. So this podcast is your one-stop resource for everything that matters in North Carolina, whether it's policy or politics. We cover things that are important, like the heroin use epidemic that's happening in North Carolina. We want you to be fully informed. So thank you for listening. And if you haven't done so, please share the show with one of your friends or family members and let them know that they can go to freedomactionnetwork.com and find us there, or they can subscribe, download the show in the iTunes and Google Play stores as well. On Mondays, we typically enjoy a segment called Mayor Monday. We've been all around the state talking to various mayors, and we really have a delightful time talking with the folks who really are on the front lines of, you know, public service. I mean, these mayors, they don't get to live very much of a private life. You know, they go to the gas station, they go to the grocery store, and somebody's buttonholing them and saying, hey, you know, what about that street light that hadn't been fixed in 6 months, you know, and stuff like that. So they really are serving the public, and we enjoy talking to these mayors. We always find out something special about their towns, and they all are very good representatives for the towns and cities that they represent. So it's a great segment. Today, we're going to go to Eastern Wake County and talk with newly elected Virginia Gray of the town of Wendell. Or is it Wendell? I'll ask her and we'll find out. Thanks for listening to What Matters in North Carolina. Let's talk to Mayor Virginia Gray. Well, it's Monday here on What Matters in North Carolina, and on Mondays we talk to different mayors from across the state. It's a segment that we call Mayor Monday, and it's our pleasure today to talk with the mayor of Wendell, North Carolina, Mayor Virginia Gray. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, I guess the very first thing to ask is, did I just mispronounce? Is it Wendell or Wendell?
Oh, my goodness. That's the topic of a lot of conversations around here. It's Wendell.
Okay, because I know...
We got our name from Oliver Wendell Holmes, but the story that I have been told is that over the years, there's a train track that runs through Wendell, and that the conductor would say, Wendell, and it kind of took. And, you know, at that time, there was a lot of travel by trains, and that's where it stuck from there. So, and we are in the South, so we're going to drag it out.
Well, how about that? So I'm glad to have asked you that, because some people still say Wendell because of Oliver Wendell Holmes.
That's right.
I've been saying Wendell my whole life. So,
well, good.
You're relatively new as the mayor.
I am. I've been the mayor for a little over a year. I was on the town council for 6 years prior to that.
How about that?
I've lived in Wendell a little over 25 years, which I'm new to Wendell, according to some. But I was not born here. But I've lived here the majority of my adult life. So,
how about that? So you served on the town council for 6 years, you said?
Yes, and, a term and a half. I was in the middle of my second term when I ran for mayor.
Okay. And I guess, who was the mayor before you?
Tim Hennant.
And he was mayor for quite some time. Is that correct?
He was. On and off. Uh-huh. He was the mayor for a term or so, and then he took a break from it and then came back. So, and he was on the town council prior to that. So he's logged lots of years of service here in Wendell.
Yeah, I know that he has had a long term of service there in the town. So one of the things we like to ask, Mayor Gray, is give us a bit of history about the town of Wendell.
Well, Wendell was incorporated in 1903. It developed as the result of, I believe they called it the something wilt. there are a lot of tobacco farmers in Granville County, and there was an issue with their tobacco crops. And you know how sometimes over a period of time soils and plants become vulnerable to this and that. And so a lot of folks began moving in this direction. And that's what I have been told is how Wendell came to be.
How about
nice
that?
Nice soil, a lot of nice land, you know, opportunities for them to move their farms.
Wow. It's really a nice area. And as a matter of fact, I live in the Knightdale area.
Oh, okay.
As you know, Knightdale has experienced a great amount of growth, and I think that Wendell has as well. Is that correct?
We have. Yet Knightdale has experienced a lot of growth. They've done a very good job growing, and they, you know, different towns have different things that gauge the growth and the direction that they go in. Knightdale being on the highway, and then 540. I mean, they're centrally located. A lot of their growth, that they have that connection to highways. So they've grown on those places. Wendell, we don't have that, but we're getting that more. We're growing in the direction of 64, which is going to be future 495, an interstate highway. That will be real helpful to us. And we have experienced a lot of growth, but it's a different kind of the kind that Knightdale has experienced. So, you know, we have more of a downtown setting. And, you know, I guess the moral of the story is you work with what you have and you grow from that. And so we've tried to make the best of what we have here in Wendell. We have a beautiful downtown. It's got lots of destination shopping. We've had, let's see, one, two new places open in the last year, no, three. And we have one more slated to open any day now, a beautiful coffee place. And
wow.
So we're definitely chipping away at the empty, open buildings and getting it where our downtown's a destination. And our residential market is growing as well, of course.
I wanted to ask you, Mayor Gray, with Wendell being situated in between Zebulon and Knightdale, is there any kind of sense when you talk about growth and long-term planning and that sort of thing, do you, and you may not, but is there any sense of feeling kind of stuck in the middle and limited in what you can do, or is that not an issue?
Yes, but not because we're in the middle of Wendell and Knightdale. I think that our biggest challenge here in that regard is that we're in Wake County. So for all the good it is to be in Wake County, the capital of the state and so forth, there are a lot of challenges when you're right near some of those other large communities. So the challenge to me is for all three of those towns that you mentioned, for Wendell, Knightdale, and Zebulon in eastern Wake County. We very often get forgotten. I'll meet people in Raleigh, and they'll say, "Where's Wendell?" That drives me nuts. And so sometimes the opportunities that are available for towns of our size that we would love to have, we don't qualify for because we're in Wake County and we're too close to Raleigh. And I'm sure that Knightdale and Zebulon have experienced that as well, likely. So, You know, there's both sides of the coin, so to speak. But I don't see it so much as between Wendell, Knightdale, and Zebulon being sandwiched between. We're not quite at the point yet where we've grown into each other. So there's definitely, you can be driving east and you're in Knightdale and then you're out in the country and then you're in Wendell, then you're out in the country and then you're in Zebulon. So we each have our own distinct boundaries and appearance right now.
Well, I'll tell you, you were talking about downtown, and downtown Wendell holds a special place for me because on New Year's Eve in well, I better not mention the date in case I get it wrong and my wife listens. But we got engaged in the gazebo there.
Well, isn't that nice?
It was
congratulations.
Yeah, it was funny because there used to be a restaurant there called The Meeting Place.
The Meeting Place, yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I had planned to pop the question over dinner, but it was so crowded, it was so loud, we couldn't hear each other talk. So I didn't want to, you know, ask that question and her not hear me. So
okay, what'd
yeah,
you say?
Exactly. So we walked outside and walked across the gazebo, and I asked, and she said yes, and then she said, "It's too cold. Let's go." was getting the car, so we weren't out there very long, but it went well, so I was thankful for that. Now, in terms of, we're talking about growth, and does Wendell have like a long-range comprehensive growth plan?
Yes, we do, and we're constantly, you know, all towns have tons of plans for all kinds of things, and we do. We're constantly tweaking it. We're working on expanding our growth plans to connect from Wendell to Wendell Falls. We have a satellite annex community outside of, it's in our corporate city limits, but it doesn't connect completely. It's our ETJ, of course, connects the two. But we do need to see how we're going to grow between the two. I think it's important that we connect Wendell and Wendell Falls and add that to our growth planning. We've been talking about that very thing lately. Same thing out Wendell Boulevard towards Highway 64. If you go straight out, you know, out near the little airport and so forth. So we do. And, you know, we are growing. We're getting a lot of nibbles. We are, you know, of course, I'm positive. Persistently optimistic, but we are right on the cusp of a lot of great growth. To me, the question is, how are we going to grow? It's kind of in our hands. What direction do we want our town to go in? And what decisions are we going to make to ensure that it's a smart kind of growth that's sustainable and that pays its own way and makes it does it add to our community? You know, does it add to the things the citizens can do every day? I want Wendell to be the kind of town where you can do all your living here. And we have a bit of a reputation of being a bedroom community, and that's fine. I mean, my husband commutes to work away from Wendell, so you sleep here and you work somewhere else. And so it's always in my mind that I feel like we need to have opportunities that bring jobs. I want people to be able to get up, take their child to school, run their errands, go to work, do their shopping, their entertainment, their activities here. And I think we're on the verge of that happening. I do believe that.
I know that I hate to keep talking about Knightdale, but because you are so close together,
that's okay.
That's
familiar to you.
Yeah, it's a good reference point. There was a big surge of retail type of stuff with 540 coming in. Has 264 opened up opportunities for Wendell in that regard in the future?
It does. We actually have some growth that's getting ready to take place out there right now. We're getting our regional ABC store out at 64 and Roseville Road this spring, is what I've been told, spring, early summer. So I feel like once, you know, there's a Sheets there, and that's State Employees Credit Union, and once a couple more things break ground, you know, areas like that are going to take off. It's kind of a lot of this land around here, around Wendell and Zebulon, and some Knightdale still. Knightdale's grown a lot. It's kind of the final frontier for growth. There's a lot of land here, and there's a lot of opportunities here, and towns that are standing with their arms open wanting it to come here. So great opportunities for folks.
Oh yeah,
but yes, that is connected to the highway. To answer your question,
absolutely. There's a wealth of opportunities there. And what motivated you? I guess you're new as the mayor, but what motivated you not only to want to be mayor, but to get involved with the town council in the first place? What made you want to get involved in public service?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mother. And my boys were getting older. They were in middle school. And, you know, children don't need their parents every second at that point. I've learned they need them a lot, but they don't need them every second at that point. And I just was looking forward to having an opportunity to do something that I enjoy doing. and so I had a few people ask me or comment that they thought it'd be something I should maybe consider. And I gave it some thought, and I ran for town council. And then ran for re-election, and I was unopposed for re-election. And then after a couple of years, my second term, I was approached by a group of citizens, and they asked me to please run for mayor. So I gave it some thought. I'd really, honestly, never considered it. I was very happy being commissioner. I felt very fulfilled. I believed I was accomplishing a lot of good things, and that Wendell was accomplishing a lot, and it just was not even on my radar. But I gave it some thought, because I think anytime anyone asks me something, I should give it thoughtful consideration, and I did. And I decided it would probably be a good thing for me to do. And I certainly felt like I could be of help. And I very much enjoy public service. I enjoy it a lot.
Now,
it's a way for my husband and I. This is our way of giving back to the community.
Absolutely. Now, Mayor Gray, do people come up to you in the food line or wherever you're at and say,
oh,
hey,
yeah,
let me ask you about this or complain?
Yeah.
So you're never really always mayor, whether you're shopping or whether you're at a meeting.
It's a 7-day-a-week job.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Does that bother you, or do you mind that, or is it okay?
Oh, it's perfectly fine. They know where I live. In fact, the gazebo you described a few minutes ago, if I walk out my front door, I can see it.
Oh, really?
Down Cypress, yes. And so I see people all over town all the time, and it's funny. My husband and I were in the grocery store in the food line in Wendale about 10 days ago, and we're on a special diet we've been on for a while, and so he had his list and I had mine, and we broke up, and he went all over the whole store, and I never made it out of the produce. And he came and got me and gave me his list and took mine, and then walked around and got it while I was standing there talking. But, you know, it's perfectly fine. People have questions, and I work for them.
Yeah.
So they can stop me. They stop me often. The best thing that happens is when I get a chance to talk to the kids in Wendell. Those are my favorite days. I have a little crowd of kids now that email me and write me letters and things that. And those are the best days. I love it. And I love it when I see them out in public and they kind of give me a little shy wave. Those are fun days. So, but yes, people stop me everywhere I go, and they're welcome to stop me and talk to me. I hope they'll continue.
Now, are you the Parks and Rec of Wendell has mm-hmm. long had, that I'm aware of, a very positive reputation. The baseball teams have done extremely well, and there's an amazing recreational facility over there. Not only the building, but you've expanded. I think, if correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's 3 or 4 baseball fields and areas for soccer and tennis court. You get a lot of use out of that.
We do. We do. Actually, we applied for about 18 months or maybe 2 years ago, and we were awarded a PARTIF grant, the Parks and Recreation Trust Fund grant, for that. And we're in the middle right now of $500,000 park improvement project.
Wow.
And we're paving. We're doing a 6-foot-wide concrete walking path that will go around all those baseball fields that you described. The paving is the big one. We're just also excited to pave some parking out there. We have some paved parking, but we need more really badly. And we're doing several things out there. We're adding some games and some things like bocce ball and things like that for citizens, so everything in baseball and basketball related. So we're doing a lot. I'm real proud of it. We also just acquired a large tract of land that connects to that park that also connects to Wendell Falls Parkway in the direction of Wendell Falls. So what that's going to allow us to do, this will be more for, we actually did it through 2 grants, one with Wake County and the other with the Clean Water Trust Fund. It is protected land, so we can't be, it's not appropriate for active recreation, but it'll be great for trails and picnic areas and so forth. And it'll give us an opportunity to have an entrance to our park on Wendell Falls Parkway, heading in the direction of Wendell Falls, you know, the area I told you I was really trying to grow up to connect Wendell to Wendell Falls. So that's another thing that serves that purpose, plus it grows our park. I'm real proud of this, though, because in years past, we haven't done enough where we've been tapped resources, grants and things like that, and we're acquiring that whole piece of land. It'll probably be less than $5,000 by the time we're done.
Wow.
That's a huge coup. You know, in Wendell, we've never really had a habit of standing up and being counted, and that's been one of the things I've really been pressing for us to do, because we need to take a turn sometimes too.
Yeah.
And so we're doing that. We're getting in line and getting at the table.
Well, that's
more than we ever have.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
So that's going to grow that park, though, like you said, and give us an opportunity to have 2 entrances to it and more opportunities for more activities for citizens and things.
Well, in terms of infrastructure. Now, a lot of small towns, mayors that I've talked to, infrastructure is a big deal, and it's difficult, particularly down east with some of the more rural areas, because they don't have that big of a property tax base.
Right.
So being able to, you know, do things that are related to infrastructure are a challenge. I know that that whole area, basically water and sewer, I guess, was given over to Raleigh to handle a while back.
Mm-hmm.
But are there specific infrastructure challenges that a town the size of Wendell faces?
Well, one example, the first thing that pops into my head about that is the fact that we have streets in our city limits that aren't paved.
Hmm.
Not many, and they're not heavily traveled, simply because over the last couple of years, we've all really been pressing and been trying to get them paved. You know, so that's a challenge. That's very costly. We're in the middle of one project right now. It's a $1 million paving project. It's Lakewood Drive in Wendell, and it was completely re-engineered, curb and gutter, sidewalk, the whole shebang, and it's going to be fabulous, but it's a big deal, and we're doing it through community block funds, and we've had to really be creative in how to pay for things like that, because you're right, we are a small town, and we just are, you know, what in a larger city, that's really not a very big deal, but that's huge for us here.
Yeah.
So it is a challenge, and we have to be very creative how to find the funds to take care of things like that. And we, as a result, we're very meticulous about taking care of what we have because we know that we don't want to have to spend the money to replace it down the road.
Exactly.
You know, I'm very funny about it. We just put some new carpet in the boardroom at the town hall where we meet, and I made a rule that there can be no drinks in there.
There you go.
Even water.
Well,
and I'm kind of getting looked at funny, but you know what? We don't want to have to pay to do it again.
Absolutely.
And if you can't go an hour without drinking water, you know, come on. You'll be all right.
Well, that's
I'm just very protective of taxpayer money and taxpayer funds, and the taxpayers bought that. We need to take care of it.
Yeah, well, that's good, because you wouldn't want me in there with coffee, because I'd spill it for sure.
I wouldn't let you.
So, in terms of, I noticed that there's 5 schools in the area, and I would mm-hmm. imagine that in the Wendell area, particularly with Wendell Falls, which is a large development, you're probably going to be needing additional education resources.
We've already had some conversations with Wake County Public Schools, and they are looking this way, and they know that. And I think it's not just Wendell, it's Eastern Wake County in general.
Yeah.
You know, people are moving this way. And we are needing more. We do have 3 elementary schools, 1 middle school, and 1 high school. So I'm not, you know, those aren't decisions that I get to make. I just push for more. I'm just the mouth behind all that and the cheerleader behind it. But they are looking in this direction and looking to how they can make some improvements and to be prepared because, yes, the growth is coming this way, and they're going to, with those families, bring kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but our schools are doing... it's interesting that you mention it. At East Wake High School this past year had a 97% graduation rate. We were right up at the top, I believe, 3 of Wake County. I'm real proud of that. I think that sometimes being in Eastern Wake County, you kind of get shrugged off a little bit. But I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that's a tremendous growth from the year before. And we have a new principal there. This is his second year. So I congratulate him for that, and I'm very proud of that. And they're doing well, and they're thinking too, and they're planning. Where are we going to put these kids? Where are they? You know, we're all acutely aware of it.
Well, my kids went to East Wake High and had a big time, and so I'm glad that they were able to do that. And I know that you have a good magnet school there. You have Carver. You have Lake Myra
yep.
Elementary. And
yeah,
so,
our Wendell Elementary School, Wendell Arts and Science Magnet Elementary, was the number 1 magnet school in the nation last year.
Wow, good
I mean,
for
that's
you.
That's huge. You know, that's a big deal. And so we have that in our middle school. We have a new principal at our middle school. We're kind of having to figure some things out and upgrade our thoughts about how we want to manage things and do things. You know, growing pains, all kinds of growing pains, actually.
Yeah. Well, those are good. Those are good sometimes.
They are. They are. And sometimes you have to have the evolution that they bring with them.
Now, lastly, I like to ask, and this is not intended at all to be a political conversation or a policy conversation, but you have obviously interaction with the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. How's your relationship? Now, you having been just recently elected, it may, you may not have been in office long enough to you know, have formed an opinion, but and of course the session just started down there. But from your experience as a commissioner and now as mayor, how's your relationship there with the folks in Raleigh?
You know, honestly, my relationship with them is very good. I personally have dealt with Representative Chris Malone, Senator Chad Barefoot, and Darren Jackson. So he was at a meeting here not long ago. So we have good relationships with them. I wouldn't hesitate to pick the phone up and call them. I introduced Representative Malone recently on his swearing-in day. He had contacted me and asked me if I would do that. So, of course, I did. And I got an email just the other day from Senator Chad Barefoot asking me to come in and meet with him about Wendell and what Wendell's needs were for this legislative session. So I've started a list. So, I have good relationships with them.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm sure that's important that you have that ability to work with the legislators. Mayor Gray, you are just delightful, and we have enjoyed talking with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for thinking of me, and thank you for thinking of Wendell.
Absolutely.
Come
and
see us.
I will. Well, I do quite often, actually.
Well, good.
And so we have a opportunity to there's a ministry that shares a service at some of the softball tournaments that occur when they come to the community park there. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm a part of that. Mm-hmm. So I get to come out there quite often and enjoy the facility. So maybe I'll see you sometime
I'm
soon.
I'm usually around.
All right. Mayor Virginia Gray of Wendell, thank you so much for joining us on What Matters in North Carolina.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it's official. It's Wendell, not Wendell. Wendell. So going forward, you have been informed. What a delightful lady. Mayor Virginia Gray just absolutely loves her town and a tremendous guest here on What Matters in North Carolina. I enjoyed talking with her, and I hope I get to see her around the town because I don't live very far from there, so I'll be glad to run into her and say, hey, thanks for coming on the show. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you telling others about the show. And coming up, we'll be talking with Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest on the next episode of What Matters in North Carolina. So be sure to stay tuned for that and all of the great, great podcast interviews that we have here for you on the program. Thanks for listening. Until next time, my name is Mark Scheiber, and this is What Matters in North Carolina.